This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions on this special Easter weekend. Now, when you think of Easter, what comes to your mind? Perhaps that long weekend and the opportunity to have a break or visit the family and children, they're keen to get the Easter eggs and the chocolates. But I think we should take a few minutes to think seriously about the Christian message. We celebrate Easter, what as a commemoration of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And there it is. I've mentioned that horrible word, death. And of all the fears that plague the heart of man, none is greater than the fear of death. In fact, it's our greatest fear, whether we're prepared to admit it or not. So why do we fool ourselves into believing that that day will never come? And so whether consciously or not, every life is sooner or later touched by death. And so every one of us must deal with these questions at one point. To put it bluntly, we are afraid to die. We're afraid of what actually will happen when we die. Life is short and uncertain. And in the Bible, in James chapter 4, there's the question, James 4:14, what is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. James 4:14. It was Moses who said to the Lord in Psalm 90, you sweep men away in the sleep of death. They're like the new grass of the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it's dry and withered. Now, it's sometimes said that there's nothing that is certain in life except death and taxes. But that's not completely true. A clever man with a good lawyer can find a way around most, if not all, of his taxes, but no one escapes death. George Bernard Shaw said the statistics on death have not changed. One out of one person dies. You might be interested to know that worldwide there are approximately 56,600,000 deaths every year. So that works out 4.7 million deaths a month, 155,000 per day, 6,500 a year, and 107 deaths per minute. So for each 1.8 second, someone is dying around the world, somewhere around the world. So does death win in the end? I mean, on this side of the grave, it's hard to tell, but left to our own thoughts, we don't know much beyond the words of Ecclesiastes, again from the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 2. There is a time to be born and a time to die. So you visit any cemetery you like and you'll quickly realize that death takes people of all ages, backgrounds, the rich, the poor, the famous and the infamous. But I feel the story of Easter says that death is not the end of the story for those who know God. The Bible tells us what lies ahead for those who know Jesus. Have a read sometime of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and you'll discover some tremendous truths that give us hope as we face death and the darkness we might feel about it. The Apostle Paul says clearly that we've got nothing to fear, no matter how we die or when or where, and no matter what the physical condition is at that moment of death. We've got a promise from God that death actually cannot break. Why? How? Because on the event we call Good Friday, Jesus died on the cross to take my sin and your sin upon himself so that the power of death would be cancelled. And that tells us that we have hope beyond the grave as Jesus himself rose from the dead. And this is the way that Paul expressed it in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 1. We know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we've got a building from God, an eternal house in heaven that's not built by human hands. So as to what happens after we die, science really doesn't have much to tell us. The great researchers have no certain knowledge about what happens a minute after we die. We will not get the answer from philosophy or from history. And if you visit a vast cemetery, all you'll know for certain is that it's full of dead people who were once alive. So there's speculation, but the Bible says some very specific things, and I want to talk about that again tomorrow. In fact, the Bible uses the word tent. We live in a tent, but I'll speak about that again tomorrow. So, dear Lord, thank you that Easter is more than just this long weekend. It's an opportunity for us, Lord, to contemplate and to think again and say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.